So what is it that you can do that other people have to sweat trying to do? What is it that you have that other people can't figure out how you can do it? What is it you can do and it's automatic and it's easy and it's with ease? Follow the gift and it'll take you to the place.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. It's time we live a new life. Let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
I want to begin this morning in the book of Colossians, chapter 2 and verse 8. I'd like to read it out of the King James, the New Living Translation, and the Message. The King James, the New Living Translation, and the Message Bible. I want to start off with this because I believe that the church is under attack by religious people who have been hurt. And there's this thing going on just trying to convince people why they ought not go to church, why they ought not participate in church, why they ought not have nothing to do with church. And they come up with all these things. But I also know that this is a very vital time for the World Changers Nation. Especially where an understanding of the word is concerned, because what I am seeing, what Taff and I are seeing, is deception being promoted through pulpits of immature leaders who don't know how to rightly divide the word of truth. What I am seeing is through the pulpits of America and the world, leaders who do not understand what real truth is. They are blind, and they're leading the blind, and they're taking knowledge from one generation and passing it down through another generation, and demons are a part of that knowledge. And so I'm standing up boldly today to say some things. And we can't hardly hear the truth because we're stuck on bad, undivided or wrongly divided word.
Yes.
And so people pick the Bible up, read a scripture, and it don't even mean nothing that they think it means because they don't know how to rightly divide it. What was true under the old covenant is no longer true under the new covenant. And if you don't know that, you'll preach something and say the Bible says this, and it's supposed to be true because you got it out of the Bible, but you don't know how to rightly divide it. You have to understand that that was true in the old covenant. Servitude and dominating women was true under the old covenant. It is no longer true under the new one. But what do you do when your famous preachers get in the pulpit and still teach the same doctrine as if it's the truth, because they won't tell you that the Bible has to be rightly divided? Do you know in the old covenant, if your children, if your teenagers rebelled against you and you corrected them and they did it again, you were, as a parent, responsible for stoning them? Isn't it amazing how you don't believe that part of the old covenant? But then you believe this other part of the covenant that says that God will not share His glory with anyone or any idols. And people preach that today. And all over the New Testament, it talks about His desire to share His glory with His people. Well, the Bible contradicts itself. No, it doesn't. It doesn't contradict itself at all. If you know how to rightly divide it, you will understand that what was true under the old contract,
right,
that was only supposed to last, the Bible says that the law and the prophets were the last thing until John the Baptist. And then it's over. And I cannot for the life of me understand why I can read the same Bible as another preacher and he can't see it. And my wife finally said something that I can take after these last 10 years. She said, I don't think we've been called to preach to that generation. Wow. She said, maybe we've been called to preach to our generation and the one right behind us, because the one ahead of us don't seem to pay attention to a word we're trying to show them. And we sat there and encouraged one another. Keep on preaching. Don't let it go. Put your foot on the pedal. Keep on pushing it down. Just keep on going with it. Just keep on going with it. And so I'm rejuvenated where this is concerned. And so I'd like to start off with this scripture. Okay. I'm going to preach my sermon, I think, today. Read it with me. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So we're getting things that are coming from other areas, but not from Christ. You're still trying to live by the rules of the Ten Commandments, and you don't even recognize that Jesus is the manifestation of all of those rules. See Him. Now look at the next version here. I think it's NLT. Colossians 2 and 8 in the New Living Translation. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than stuff that comes from Christ. Last one, Message Bible. Watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings and the empty superstitions of spirit beings. But that's not the way of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to learn the way of Christ. Yeah. Under this new covenant, it's about the way of Christ. And this is going to be an amazing, amazing summer for us. There's some things that are going to change in your life. There's going to be a switcheroo. Somebody said, define that. What's been dominating you, you will begin to dominate it. Now, watch this. Nothing happens without faith. I can give a word from the Lord and it's straight from heaven, and you don't receive it in faith and you don't see nothing I say. You have to release your faith right now and say, I will not be dominated by anything or anybody.
I will not be dominated by anything.
The God of the turnaround lives in your house. I said, the God of the turnaround lives in your house. I said, the God of the turnaround lives in your house. Yeah, yeah. He's getting ready to turn some stuff around. He's getting ready to turn some stuff around. He's getting ready to turn your marriage around. He's getting ready to turn your children around. He's getting ready to turn your finances around. He's getting ready to turn your job situation around. He's getting ready to turn some attitudes around. The God of the turnaround lives in your house. Now, it's been a while since I got chill bumps, and they all on my body right now. Why? Because the God of the turnaround, He has not forgotten you. He has not left you. He is not just sitting idly by and watch you go through what you're going through. I'm telling you, God is about to rise up strong in every one of your situations. Hallelujah. And I'm prophesying this. I am ministering this word into you. I am putting these words on the inside of you. I need you to expect for something good to happen in your life. God, hey, the God of the turnaround lives in my house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stuff you've been trying to figure out and you haven't been able to figure out right now. The wisdom of God is about to explode on the inside of you. And the God of the turnaround lives in your house. I don't care how bad it looked. I don't care what the doctor showed you. I don't care what they said they're getting ready to take from you. I don't care who said they were going to close up, shut down. I don't care nothing about that. Get your focus on Jesus. Get your focus on Jesus, the God of the turnaround. God of the turning things around is not new to your Father. God of the turnaround has great experience in turning things around, and he's getting ready to turn things around for you. Those of you who fell in the ditch, he's getting ready to lift you up out of a ditch. He's getting ready to plant your feet on solid ground. He's getting ready to put a new song in your mouth. The God of the turnaround lives in your house. Now go ahead and make it personal. The God of the turnaround lives in my house. I'm not going to sit back here and just let the devil tear my life up, tear my health up, tear my children up, tear my finances up, and I just sit there and say, praise the Lord. I'm not going to sit there. I've been given authority, praise God. He has put authority in my hands. I got a mouth. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. Whatever I say, hey, it's so. Hallelujah. See this? This. This narrative, this wicked narrative that's in the world right now, it's after your faith. I done heard that before. I done did that before. He after your faith. He's working in your emotions, trying to make you think ain't nothing right no more. You're focusing on the wrong thing. The God of the turnaround lives in your house. I'm not preaching a sermon right now. What I'm talking about, you got to catch it. You can't take no notes on this. You got to catch this. You can write down what I said over and over again. You got to catch. There's certain things prophetically you got to catch. I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of being sad. I'm tired of being upset. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of feeling depressed. I'm tired of feeling like I want to kill myself. I'm tired of feeling like don't nobody care nothing about me. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of being sick and tired. That's over because the God of the turnaround lives in my heart. That's over. That's it. That's it. Tired of worrying about my wife, tired of worrying about my husband, tired of worrying about my children, tired of worrying about my children. I'm tired of worrying about my children. I'm tired of worrying, praise God. I cast all my cares on him because he cares for me, because the God of the turnaround lives in my house. So, Ha ha ha. Ha 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 on the devil. Ha 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 on the devil. You thought you had me. Ha 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 on the devil. You thought I didn't see it. Ha 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 on the devil. You thought I was gonna quit. Ha 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 on the devil. You thought I was gonna give up. Ha 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 on the devil. Amen. 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 Now, that's the word of the Lord for you this morning. It didn't come out like, thus saith the Lord. It just how it came out. Now you got it. Now you stir yourself up. You take yourself home. And you whip everything that's not like God until it caves in and gives up, and you stand up with your anointed self, and you declare all over your house, all over your life, everything, that the God of the turnaround lives here. Amen. Now let's use the rest of our time to see if I can teach you something this morning. God is trying to tell you something. God is trying to tell you something. We walk by faith.
Hallelujah.
We don't. When did you start? When did you start living by what you see? When did that happen? When did you start living by what you feel? When did you start living by the report of the doctor? How many times have you received a bad report and God brought you out? You need to have a flashback. When did you start living by how much money you got? God ain't never telling you to do nothing based on what you got. Because he's the supplier of what he tell you. When'd you start going around feeling so sorry for yourself that you put yourself in the center of the circle and can't be used by God for nobody else because you're so focused on you? Oh, he's still alive. And he still has a wonderful plan. And it shall surely come to pass. So stir yourself up. What's the Bible say? We got to be careful not to let certain things slip.
Right.
That's all that's happened. You let some stuff slip. And the Spirit of God's just trying to remind you, I'm still here. I'm the God that never changes. I'm the God and I change not. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so stirred up. I don't even know what I... Lift your hands up. Praise him for a minute. Let him work. Receive from him. Whatever it is he got you getting ready to do, receive from him strength and wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Receive him. Receive him. In his presence. In his presence is everything we need. In his presence is everything we need. There is no lack in his presence. There's no fear in his presence. Everything you need right now, you're getting it right now in the presence of the Lord. Everything you need, you're getting it right now in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything you need, you're getting it right now. Somebody think this is a religious posture. Oh no, this is a receiving posture. What God can do by His Spirit is greater than what any man could do. And by His Spirit, He's doing what needs to be done in you. All is well. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. We give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every issue of life can be solved through an intimate relationship with God. It is one thing to have knowledge about God, and that's good. And that will be a part of a relationship with Him. But now it's time for us to have an intimate relationship with God. Have an intimate relationship with God starts with His Word. And it's got to start with a Word that's rightly divided. Having an intimate relationship with God starts with understanding that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh, and the Word was God. And so, to develop an intimate relationship with God means also to develop an intimate relationship with His Word. So who watches over your soul becomes vital. It becomes vital to even that relationship. I'm ready to step on out of this thing, man, and say that all churches are not the same. Almost every issue of your life can be dealt with through an intimate relationship with God. He must be priority. Why? If you make an intimate relationship with God priority, then everything else about your life will flow from that relationship. Your healing will flow from that relationship. Your deliverance will flow from that relationship. Wisdom will flow from that relationship. Everything you're trying to get done, deliverance for your children and for your life and for your marriage flows from that relationship. That's first base right there, intimate relationship with God. No matter what we teach you, the power source behind what we can teach you in church is going to be based on your personal intimate relationship with God. I've seen it for years. You can come to church and we can lay out a wonderful teaching on whatever subject it is. But without a relationship with God, without a personal relationship with God, He is the fuse that caused all of that stuff to become a living reality.
God wants to show you His goodness and express His love to and through all of us. This only happens when we spend intimate time with Him.
There's no way you can spend time in the Word and spend time praying the Word and spend time talking to God and walking around asking God about stuff and He talking to you and you stay the same.
Spending time in the Word of God will change you into His very image, reflecting more and more of His character that can be seen in your everyday life.
You are not what you used to be like. But what was it that did that? It's you're consistent. You keep coming in here in the Word. You keep coming in here in the Word. You keep hearing the Word. Then you take the Word. Now you're talking to God about the Word. Now you're spending time with God. You're being transformed. What you used to be able to do, it becomes more and more difficult for you to do because you're being transformed.
Get the Expressing God's Glory 3-message series for a love gift of $15 or more. Don't wait. Call the number on the screen or go online to order today. Your generosity allows us to make a difference in the lives of people all over the world. Through Creflo Dollar Global Missions, we are providing food, clothing, crucial supplies, and the Word of God to people in the most remote regions of the world. Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes.